Dobbs Parrot by Arthur Morrison. Bill Ragg, dealer in dogs, birds and guinea pigs, began business in the parrot line with a capital of nothing and no parrots. The old rascal hinted so much when I got from him the tale of his champion terrier, Rhymer the Second, which you may read elsewhere. But I observed for a long time a certain reluctance to talk with any particularity of this affair of parrot dealing. From this, I judge that it must have been a transaction of uncommon, well, say acumen, even for Bill Ragg, and so I found it when at last he made his confession. "Beginning business without capital," said Bill Ragg, wiping his pipe with a red-spotted handkerchief, "is all a matter of credit, of course. Lots of people begin on credit and do very well, and different people get their credit different ways. I began on credit, and I got my credit from perfect strangers, quite easy. I was frightful hard up just then, stony broke in fact. I'd been looking out for odd jobs here and there, and getting precious few of them. Last job I had was down Wapping Way, giving an end at a foreign animal shop, with a regular chap was away ill. The governor, he give me a suit of clothes to begin with, because he said mine had disgraced the shop, and so they would. The new clothes wasn't new altogether. A sailor bloke had died in them a fortnight afore at a crimps, but they were all right, and I took it mighty generous of the governor, till the end of the week, and then he stopped them out of my wages. Well, I've been gone away from that job a long time, and there didn't seem another job to be had. So being stony broke, as I just said, I thought I might as well set up for myself. It was the clothes that gave me the idea to begin with, them being of a seafaring sort, just the sort of things a man might wear as was bringing home a parrot. And what put the idea into moving shape was me passing a little coal office, one of them little shanties where a clerk sits all day to take orders. I knew that place, consequence of a friend of mine having done a little business there about a dog with the clerk. It was a careless bit of business, as might have got my friend in trouble, if the clerk hadn't gone and died almost at once. Well, this clerk's name was Dobbs, and remembering that, I thought I see my way to raising a bit of credit. I just went into the office, all gay and friendly, and, "Good afternoon," I says to the new clerk. "Good afternoon. Is Mr. Dobbs in?" "No," says he. "Mr.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?